Welcome back, gents, to the LEGO Podcast. Last time around, we had amazing reception to episode one. We have 1,500 subscribers on the channel now on YouTube, and I'm happy to announce that I finally stopped being lazy and actually uploaded it to Spotify, so you can now listen to it on Spotify if you want to, if you're so inclined.
Can you watch it on Spotify?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, Spotify has video. I'm still working on getting Apple Podcasts up. Hit some road bumps of me not wanting to do it. And so
I love the honesty. Yeah.
So that's why it's not on Apple Podcasts, but it's on YouTube and Spotify now. So you can enjoy it there.
Yeah.
Well, one day soon.
But to get things started off in the right atmosphere, the right feel, the right mood, I'm just gonna go like hot and fast with just some rants, just like something that's been really, really annoying me, and particularly with the video that I'm working on at the moment. So, you know, in the first podcast, which if you haven't listened to, you should go listen to, we discussed on Bricklink that like they'd taken down everything to do with military because it was purchased by LEGO. You know that I had a, do you remember when I sent you like my video ideas, and you remember there was one on there that was like right at the very top? Don't say it out loud, but do you remember?
Was
it? yeah. You know the one on there.
The one that wasn't supposed to happen?
Yeah, the one that just didn't happen. It's not a thing.
So I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
So it requires three tanks, a road, and a pedestrian. You can figure out the rest.
I think someone might be able to figure that out.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Basically, so I've had like the biggest problem ever because that model that I used that was originally on Bricklink, the model itself was like all of, and so what I had to go do was I had to go through every single part on there when I originally purchased it and change them all to dark bluish gray. At which point I realized a lot of the parts weren't like because they didn't make him in olive. Like a lot of the parts weren't even made in olive. And then when I actually added it to my...
The way you say olive is wild, by the way.
Olive? How's that?
olive.
How's that?
Olive.
Listen, you've got an American telling me how to speak English. What is happening here? Anyway, so these parts were added to the cart, right? And some of them, like some of these, like you had like one bit of wheel, which was like 16 quid, which is, I don't know, like 16 pounds. What's that in like America's weak currency? That's like, what, like $400 or something?
Wait, aren't we like almost equal with you now after your whole Brexit thing?
No, you're not, bro. You're like...
Well, I'm looking it up.
£1 is like $1.20. £1 is like $1.20.
$1.25. That is pretty close.
$1.25. You've gone down. Regardless, okay. Basically, this like
it used to be $2. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, I know it did. To be fair, it did. It's hovering on like 1.2, like a 20% stronger, 20% stronger than US currency. Point being, like there's this like one bit of wheel which costs like literally. I'm not joking. One like bit of wheel which is like the track's supposed to go around it, right? 16 quid for one. Like, and obviously, I'm building That's three crazy. Of these tanks, and they have four each. So you do the maths. It was absolutely absurd. So half of the parts for these like tanks, I couldn't even order to begin with. And then those of which that did arrive, like some of them just didn't arrive. So I had like half the parts that I needed to make this model, which I had on Bricklink. And then LEGO goes and buys Bricklink, and they remove. They removed the page entirely from Bricklink. So now I can't even, like, the instructions, what little instructions they were, I literally can't even see the instructions of how to build the tank anymore. I've got all these parts, and some of them which aren't there.
Did you buy the wheels?
No. I had to just substitute. Okay. I'm just having to figure out how to do it, bro. So I've got no instructions, and I've got like honestly, mate, it's an absolute travesty. However,
you got scammed.
No,
you got scammed. No,
there was a saving grace, and you won't believe this. Like when I was like, you know, I was like recording the B-roll of the website so I could show it in the video. Like I happened to download the studio file for the tank. And then I didn't realize I had this in my files. And then eventually, like literally, like on my desktop, there's like a studio at the moment. Like afterwards, I realized in my files that I had this Type 59. Just, it could be any nation's tank. It's not particularly relevant to any specific period of history or anything like that. I had it in the file, and so I opened up this studio, and now I've got like a whole 3D model with like parts and all that kind of stuff. And now, thank God, I can actually like piece this apart and then try to reconstruct this, because these models are like, it is like, you know, like a normal tank that you get on like Brickmania or something. Mate, it's like double the size of that. It's got like a fully fleshed out interior. It's way bigger than I thought it was. And I've just had an absolute nightmare with it.
I bought one of those. It was the same thing. I bought a Bricklink Tiger, because I tried to buy like a Brickmania Tiger tank. It was like $800 or something like that.
And your left arm.
And you have to also like give your soul to the devil or something like that. And I was like, no, that is ridiculous. That is too much money. I'm sure it would be the best version of this tank. Like, props to them. They do good stuff. But it's too much money. It's like, that's not worth it. And then I looked on eBay and was like looking for like secondhand ones and all that crap. And I just couldn't find a Lego Tiger tank. And this was back when I was all high and mighty and like would not purchase fake Lego yet.
Yeah.
That has changed.
I still do. I'm still there, mate. And it's crippling my bank account, mate. It's crippling my bank account.
Well, I figured out that like I was making these elaborate videos and I was spending way too much money on them. Like the budget for them was too high. So I was like, I gotta cut back. I gotta stop with this, because if you guys don't know, like YouTube monetization is good, but unless you have a sponsor attached to the video.
That's my dog. We got a podcast guest today. We got a surprise guest on the podcast. By the way, if you don't know, Daily named his dog after it.
That's not true. That's not true. Like, I'm gonna go pick him up and put him in his crate because he's going.
And whilst you do that, I'm gonna ramble on more about this. Like the prices, honestly, it's ridiculous. I think a lot of people don't necessarily appreciate what we actually like spend on videos. You got is a dog on the podcast now.
Hey, I'm sorry, man.
That's all right. I continued to ramble on about like how much money is actually spent on these videos. For these three tanks, it was $500 for me to get these three tanks. Like that's just $500, just straight up for three tanks, which I could barely even build. Like they're not even finished. It's missing parts.
Is that USD or pounds?
That's US. That's USD. That's USD.
Okay, that's not okay. If it was pounds, like
it's like 400.
You would need above 200,000 views to like make that back, probably.
Yeah. And that's not like factoring in like editor costs or like thumbnail stuff or literally anything else in the video. That is just purely just to cover the tanks themselves.
With Lego minifigures, I'm a little bit better about it. Like, I have a bunch right here. I bought like a bunch of little Lego Geonosians. I'm doing a little show and tell over here, Scott.
Yeah.
And you know, they're expensive. Like, they're $10 a piece. So, you know, I have like five of them. So it's $50. At least with those, I can resell them on eBay or whatnot and like get the money back. But with individual Lego tanks and stuff like that, like bricks, it's so much harder to resell those and get your money back. So there's no way to like recoup the loss on the video. Like you have to be pretty smart to actually profit on Lego YouTube, unless you're like massive, like TD Bricks, who like gets 10 million views a video.
Yeah.
If you're getting like 100K to 200K, you have to reuse a lot of stuff or just like be really good about finding sponsors, which isn't a consistent thing. You know, I get like one a month on Lego Jam. Yeah. So it's like,
yeah, it's quite far and few between. Like, and that's another thing that people don't appreciate as well, is like when we're doing these, like I think a lot of people like get the impression that like we're probably loaded because we're YouTubers. It's when you produce one of those videos where you've got a sponsor in it and they're like, oh, he's selling out. It's like, oh, do you understand like couldn't physically do this without that sponsor? Like literally I don't know about you, but I would say like 75% of my revenue, I don't know if you're comfortable saying that, like 75% to 25%, 75% sponsor, 25% YouTube ad revenue, I would say is probably what I operate with. Like that's
not me at all.
No?
I have a very different experience.
Really?
I would say I would go 80% of my revenue is YouTube AdSense.
No way.
Yeah. It is.
You've got higher RPM than me as well. Yeah, like, it's just always, it's always been better than mine.
Well, also, I just have a very different channel. Like, you can get sponsors for your main channel way easier than I can. If you guys don't know, Scott and I aren't just LEGO YouTubers, even though we've taken the LEGO kingdom by storm.
Oh, yes, sir.
I run Daily Tactics. He runs Plastic Scott. And, you know, my videos are much more like daily posts, about 20k views per video after a few weeks, like that kind of a thing. Scott is much more like one video a week, would you say, and like 50 to 100k views.
Yeah, that's what I'm aiming for, you know? I would say, yeah. I mean, ultimately, yeah. I want to be aiming for like higher than that views, like, but yeah, I would say about one video a week. I think you just have a much bigger backlog as well. I would say, like, you've got a lot more out there that's just constantly generating views.
Yeah, but also the fact of the matter is, like, your content is much more conducive to gaining sponsorships versus mine, which is much more conducive to ad revenue.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. That's fair. That's a fair point, actually. That is a fair point. Like, yeah. No, it's an interesting distinction. But like, back to the point. Back to the ramble.
Yeah.
back to the ramble. I've barely got any like fake LEGO minifigures. But the thing is, some of them. Okay, so here's the thing. So I've got like a bunch of like most of my minifigures come from United Bricks because they're based in the UK and therefore they're like quite easy for me to get at good time without much shipping cost. If I try and get anything from the United States, like TMC or Brickmania, mate, it costs me not only an arm and a leg to purchase it in the first place, but then I have to give them like my left kidney in order to ship it here. Like, it honestly, it's just that the shipping costs are that bad. And so, but what I've noticed is like from those like United Bricks, like LEGO minifigures, the minifigures themselves, yep, are very, very nice. They're very high quality. They're good. But the hats,
those ones are,
you know,
great.
You know the printed, like sometimes they have 3D printed hats and they are dreadful. And so I got like, they're so bad. They don't fit. They fall off. They're really, really, really bad. And so I got these like, I got like a bunch of Napoleonic British and French like minifigures. And like I just took the hats off them and put them onto like the United Bricks LEGO minifigures. Some of those ones, though, I don't know. I can't find those ones again that I purchased. they're gone. They ceased to exist on the internet. But like some of them, you can actually get really good ones. And I suppose to that degree, I'm more motivated by the quality of the minifigure itself. I guess I would say that rather than the fact that it's specifically just LEGO, I would say, but the problem is so many of the knockoffs are like, they have a cheap feel to them. You know, sometimes they don't fit the studs, they fall out of the studs. Some of them, like they're they got like a gloss, they're really glossy and shiny, kind of like I am right now because I've got my lights on way too bright. Like, they're just like, I don't know. And I just don't like having them. I'm a perfectionist, and you know, like, you know what I'm like. So
you go hard.
It breaks the bank.
I will say the Brickmania helmets and stuff are really, they're pretty quality.
Yeah,
I have a few of them. They're really expensive though. It's just, I just don't see it being worth it. But you're right, like United Bricks is banging. Like, they have amazing minifigs, but unless they're purchasing their like pot helmets or whatever from like Brick Arms, they're garbage. When they print them themselves, they are not good.
Yeah, I've just ordered a few. I've just ordered a few from them that have got those like 3D printed hats, and I'm just like, I know they're just gonna fall off, and a lot of them break as well. A lot of them literally break because like they've got like a really thin helmet on them, and like you're trying to push the helmet on, and it just like the cap on it just like snaps off, and it's like, you're great.
Yeah, I'm checking. Every once in a while, I'm Googling things just to see, by the way. So that's what I'm doing on my computer.
Yeah, to be honest, I should be doing more of that as well. Like, have you seen, like, the Napoleonic Scottish ones? Not Napoleonic, it's like the War of 1812. You see the hats on it?
The Grenadier one?
Yeah, you see the hat. Share your screen with me so I can see it.
It doesn't even look that good. Here, let me get it on display capture here. So there it is. I'm just sharing it with the stream right now, but it doesn't look good, I will say. Don't you think?
Well, I can't see it, so I couldn't tell.
Well, why aren't you Googling yourself?
No, I know what it looks like. Yeah, no. Well, hold on. Let me share my screen, or else I'll leak all of our Google. Let me pull it up. Right, hold on.
I do think, though, some of these World War One helmets look identical to the fake ones I bought on, like, AliExpress.
They might be using fake helmets for
the World War One soldiers.
But what is a fake helmet though? Because like, they're all fakes. Because they like you know what I mean. Like they don't like.
Yeah, they're yeah. But there's it's the quality of the plastic. Like because there is better and worse plastic. And these ones, oh, they have a bunch of new soldiers. Okay, wait, hold on.
Yeah, my wallet. Yeah, no, mate. Like you wouldn't believe, mate. You wouldn't believe how many of these I've got. It's actually like it's really upsetting.
At the very, at least these prices are decent. I will say, United Bricks, even though as a you know American, I have to pay more for their shipping and stuff like that. It's kind of worth it because they're not too expensive.
We should do trades, mate. We should literally, like, genuinely, we should do collaboration, like, mystery box, like, stuff. Like where we literally, like, I don't know.
We talked about this.
We've had so many plans. Well, this is one of, like, the questions. We opened up the floor to ask the audience. So if you've got any questions, you should be commenting on the YouTube videos, or if you're on Spotify, engage with it however you can. Get involved with our Discords. I don't know. Like, if you've got any questions, let us know, because we will answer them. And one of the questions was, and I think it is a very good question, it was from Stick Golden. He said, have either of you ever started a really ambitious project but had to stop halfway through production? If so, why, and what was the project? So Daily, speaking of, give me a project you've started and you had to stop.
I mean, there's kind of countless ones. I'm not gonna lie, I have a lot. Are we sticking to specifically Lego?
Yeah, if you've got a Lego example, I would say it probably make more sense, seeing as this is the Lego podcast. I don't know if we said that yet, but there we go.
there was one where basically what I was doing was I was building. Okay, so for background, I did a part one to this where I like built the German army from World War II in Lego, and I built like a ton of their different vehicles and stuff like that. I thought it was a really cool video idea, but it's just one of those ones that didn't translate well into like a thumbnail and a title.
Right.
So it didn't do that well. And I was halfway through filming the sequel to that, which was the US Army, and the video flopped. I was like, I gotta abort. Like,
yeah.
And so, like, I had spent days building U.S. Shermans, and like, I had like an M3 Lee, and all these different tanks and like minifigures. And I was like, I gotta pivot this somehow. So I think I turned it into like a D-Day battle or something.
Oh yeah,
like that.
a nice easy. That's in the bank, bro. A nice easy layup.
You know? And so I went with that instead, and I think it did decent. But it was like a moment of I messed this up bad. This is not the banger idea I thought, because the first one is doing terrible. Time to ditch. So I don't know if that's like overly ambitious. It's more like I just realized this was not it.
Okay. I'll hit you with a counter to that. So I think it was maybe my first or maybe even my second ever video on this channel when I did like my big unboxing and I like threw all my bricks on the floor, because obviously I'm one of four boys. I got three brothers. We all got Star Wars Lego like through like all of our like childhood. We had a ridiculous amount of sets.
Oh, and wait, can I guess what the project was? I think you told me about this.
Yeah, go on.
Were you trying to rebuild all of the Lego sets you had, but they were all like jumbled together or something?
Yeah. I was gonna rebuild every one of my childhood Lego Star Wars sets, which I kind of want to try and do, but like I just like it's just such a momentous. So I think the second video on my channel ever, I think I actually had started, because what I did was I built the easiest one possible. I built the Tusken Raider, you know, like the stupid little speeder bike. It's like Anakin, like old school yellow face Anakin on like the Tusken Raider bike with like the thing. Yeah, like real old school, like a Star Wars. Yeah, tiny little set. And I built that. And then I just never touched it again. Oh, like the, so I, there's actually a picture, I think, on that video of all of the ones we've got. Let me see if I can find it. Because it would be well worth showing the picture, like, of all the sets that I had.
I gotta show the one that you built. It's tiny.
Nah, yeah.
It's like 50 pieces.
It's the thought that counts. Oh. I'm running an ad right now. I'm getting ads on my own channel.
Need YouTube Premium, bro. Yeah, How do you not have YouTube Premium and you're a YouTuber?
Yeah, no. I do on my main channel, but I'm on my Lego channel at the moment. So.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So I'm showing the people my
screen.
They're
not attached to the same account?
No.
Did you make...
No.
Oh, Scott, the way you run things is so unoptimized.
Really? Oh. Oh,
because no. You could get YouTube Premium across multiple accounts if it's the same base account.
No.
Okay. It doesn't matter. You've already screwed up.
Okay. Right.
Let's move on.
I'm showing the stream my screen right now. So what they can see. So it's like what's her name? I always forget her. No. I would remember Padme. Mate. I'd remember Padme.
Yeah. I mean Natalie Portman.
And what's the? It's like the Kashyyyk. It's the Kashyyyk like catamaran. So it's the Kashyyyk Wookiee catamaran. But like, what's the woman's name from that?
Luminara.
Yes, Amduli? Yes. I always forget her name for some reason.
You got Luminara Amduli. You got Glub Shitto. You got them all.
That name. So the speeder bikes. Then also Slave One, the original Naboo Starfighter, the Gungan Sub, the General Grievous Chase. And then it goes down. So then it got like a tripod, like the Star Wars tripod, like the clone walker, clone turbo tank, arc trooper, a bunch of clone army packs or whatever you call them, and like droid army packs. And then it jumped off the screen. No, now it's just my big face. What's the transport ship called? A clone transport ship.
Oh, L-A-A-T gunship?
L-A-T-T gunship. And then, obviously the Tusken Raider. the Tusken Raider pile. Jabba's sail barge. The AT-ST. And then also, like, a massive, like, a Star Wars... it's all Star Wars. What do you call it? Like a space destroyer. What the hell do you... Mate, my brain.
Star Destroyer?
Star Destroyer! Space Destroyer. Christ.
Bro, we literally lived the same childhood. Like, I had all of those, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, so imagine them all being in one just mashed up box. And imagine the prospect of trying to rebuild all those. From that.
Oh, it sounds like hell.
Imagine how many missing parts there'd be. You know what's really a shame, mate? Because when I was sorting through that, like, there were these like long blue string-like pieces, and I was like, "What the hell is this? This isn't Lego." And then I binned them, and then like literally like a couple of days later, I realized, "Oh, that was the bits that were supposed to come out of the Gungan sub at the back, you know, like the long blue tail that comes off the back of the Gungan."
I bet those are worth a lot of money, too.
Yeah,
I bet those are, like,
straight up binned them, bro.
Expensive.
But literally, it's such a shame. But yeah, so there's a lot of projects which I've worked on. For example, holding up to the camera, I should have held this up earlier, but this is the Type 59. This is the size of the Type 59 with a complete interior that I'm working on. This was almost a failed project, but fortunately I found that file, and so I can continue. Yeah. But mate, like, there's just the
Wasn't
list goes on.
Wasn't that supposed to be an April Fool's Day project?
Yeah, well, now you understand how delayed this project's been, mate, because literally,
it's,
like...
It's April 30th. Yeah. it's been a minute.
It's almost May! Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, no.
I'm not gonna lie,
no.
you might have missed the date.
No, it's just comedic timing, mate. It's just comedic timing.
It's even funnier now, actually.
Yeah. It's even funnier,
April Fool's, it's July.
Oh my god. Speaking of almost being May, have you got anything lined up for May 4th?
I have a couple of Star Wars videos I want to do, but I don't think it's going to get done in time for May 4th.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's like 4 days away.
Yeah, that's not enough time, mate. That's not enough time, no.
I really screwed the pooch because I messed up the oil. So I have a medieval video that I'm like almost done with, and I kind of work on them in chunks. Like I might not necessarily do all of one at once. I might like work on a few builds for one and then a few builds for another kind of a thing.
Right.
And the medieval one is like set to go for May 4th. But I feel like everyone's going to be like, why didn't you do a Star Wars video on May 4th if I upload a medieval video?
It's just April 1st, mate. April 1st, late April 1st joke. We're uploading on May 4th.
Yeah. It's just a little quaint meme for you.
It's comedic timing that just only us get and anyone who's listening to the LEGO podcast. Is that going to become really obnoxious if I continue doing that? Every time I say the LEGO podcast.
Well, it's the one, dude. It's how we differentiate ourselves from others.
We're just going to claim official status, even though LEGO would probably want nothing to do with us, especially with the video I'm working on now.
Yeah, I think LEGO might... do they even sell stuff in China?
I don't know, but... Why China? Why China? This video could be from anywhere, bro.
Oh, this, I don't... It's true. It never even happened, so I don't... You're just, like,
what, doing fiction. What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about, mate. What are you talking about? What?
Well, it didn't happen, so... nothing to talk about.
What didn't happen?
I don't know. You tell me, dude.
Now you're just being weird. Tell you what. I've got a couple more questions, okay? I think some of this we've actually kind of touched on. And this I kind of do want to get your thought on. LEGO Ship 2022 asked, Kobe or LEGO, which one is better price-wise, quality-wise, and building-wise? What's your thoughts?
Well, one was able to build a franchise around Paul Gasol and win his fourth and fifth ring, which was truly impressive. The other is an excellent children's toy. So...
Sorry. Wait, what? Oh, are you talking about... Oh, no. Are you talking about basketball or something?
Yeah.
Oh no, man. Just... I'm amazed I got that, you know. I'm amazed I actually picked up on that.
I was just doing a little cringe. Just a little touch of cringe.
Mate, that's all you do. So... That's just a permanent feature.
I will say okay, I'm just ignoring you.
Yeah, but as you were.
In terms of like actual quality, LEGO has Kobe beat, in my opinion, by still a long way, but Kobe's decent nowadays. I don't know, I haven't bought a ton. I don't know if you have, but like Kobe as a product has gotten better over the years. Their minifigs are butt ugly.
Yeah,
I would never life buy a Kobe minifig.
Oh yeah, boy,
they're disgusting
straight away. They're so bad. They're so painfully bad.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So here's my take on it. So like I feel like the question was maybe like targeting the wrong thing. So like you talk about like which is better price wise. I would say it's like price.
Oh,
price,
I was talking price, about yeah. quality of the material.
Yeah. Yeah. No. So that's my point. Is like so like I'm not sure like prices. Oh. I'm not sure the question is like worded right because like I think where Kobe and LEGO differ. So like the question was which is better price wise, quality wise, and building wise. But I think the price and quality kind of go hand in hand because the lower price of Kobe is accommodated by that lower quality, and so like the LEGO is you know a higher quality and therefore a higher price.
Also a little bit of brand recognition, like a smidge of brand recognition.
Yeah, but like the distinction for me is the fact is like the what they produce, and so the fact that Kobe actually produced military stuff, I think like even though like what I would if ever I was to get a Kobe like tank or whatever, because let's be honest, like so long as you can't see the studs, if it's all tiles, like you actually pretty much can't tell the difference that it's not LEGO. If you're just like looking at like a tank and it's like plates and it's like it's all tiles, and so like what the like you know the builds that they actually produce are really really cool. Like some of like their tanks are really really nice. I like them. But if ever I was to buy one, what I would do is I'd literally like I'd open a pack and the first thing I'd do is I'd literally burn the minifigures, mate. Like they are absolutely
disgusting.
I don't know what they were thinking. I don't understand. Like do you know what Duplo is?
Yeah, yeah. Isn't that owned by LEGO?
Yeah, no, I think maybe
it's Duplo. Yeah.
I don't know. Somehow like they took the worst parts of LEGO minifigures and the worst parts of Duplo and just like Like, absolutely smashed it together, bodged it together, and produced an absolutely, like, horrifying, like, monster. And that is the Kobe minifigure. They are atrocious.
I'm not gonna lie, though. The prices I'm seeing for Kobe aren't even that good anymore. I mean, it's certainly better than Lego, but you can get other knockoff Lego for cheaper. If you go on Amazon, like, I bought this Lego mouse tank, you know, the M-A-U-S, the German.
Oh, yeah. Mouse. Yes, right, yeah.
Yeah, here, I'll send you the link to it right now, but it, so you can look. But
Panzer 8.
Sure. I have no idea the number. So it's by Nephilis, and it is amazing quality. I was shocked by the quality of this tank. It's 2,300 pieces, and it was $90. Like, that is crazy good piece ratio.
I need to, like, on Amazon, it's forcing me to type in, like, some characters to make sure I'm a real human being before I can see it. Okay, I've got it. Meanwhile,
this Kobe Tiger tank is 95 euros, and it's 1,200 pieces. So you can get double the pieces for
Send me the Kobe one. Send me the Kobe one.
Yeah, Kobe. I mean, it's a different vehicle, but it's less Kobe. There you go. So I don't know. It just seems like a better option, even from that.
I just hate seeing that minifigure on the left side, bro.
It's disgusting. Oh, and these actually came with decent minifigs. Like, these just came with knockoff Lego minifigs, which is perfect.
Yeah, it's got a full functioning interior. That is impressive. You know what? I just have tempted to start like getting this stuff, but just for the tanks, like just purely just for the tanks.
I mean, this is one of those things that I could send you in like a mystery box if we wanted to do a collab.
Oh yeah,
I don't really need it anymore. You know, it's
ship it off. So, yeah,
ship it on to Scott.
That's actually like, mate. This is the thing. Is like again, I can't help but circle back to this. It's like. Like, what an absolute, like, disappointment it is the fact that LEGO doesn't just let Bricklink. Why would you stop letting them just make military stuff? Anyway, I'm not going to circle back to that.
Yeah, it doesn't
again.
Make sense.
I'm not going
well,
to circle back
to that.
I mean,
it's fair. It's fair. Well, okay. And then the other thing that really ticks me off is the fact that a lot of... And I know you have the exact same gripe, but in reverse. And this isn't something that the shops can handle, but, like... Some of the best custom shops for Lego where you could get stuff for cheap are all based in like France, weirdly, or the UK.
Are they?
And yeah, it's really strange. And I want these customs, but it's like then I have to pay $25 to import it to the US and
what
customs? Not worth it.
What do you mean by custom? Like, what do you mean? Like for Star Wars stuff or?
Or like United Bricks, you know?
Like, so United Bricks is like one of the only ones that I know of that's like quite like reliable. But like, mate, I don't know. Like the majority of them, in my experience, like TMC, Brickmania, like the majority of the ones that I come across are American.
I feel like maybe it's just a one of those symptoms of like, it's always greener on the other side. I feel like the last few orders I've made have all had to go through customs and shit.
Right. Like, right. Okay. Yeah.
So it's just like...
We should trade. Trade numbers, bro. Let's get this up. We actually genuinely should do a big
still
mystery
have
box
it better
video.
Though.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah. What would you do? What would we do on?
No, I would still say
What would we do on? World War One, World War Two, or Star Wars, or a combination, or like, or just literally everything.
Yeah, it could be. Well, I feel like we should nail down one. I have a World War Two mystery box that I've had for a while that I was gonna do. So maybe we should start with like Star Wars, but that'd be pretty cool to just send each other random stuff. I'd love to do medieval actually. Like if we both bought a shit ton of medieval stuff to send to each other.
Oh, yes. Sick. That would actually be, and like you can put like some little like mini fortification builds in there, that kind of stuff. That's not a bad idea. Yeah. Like I'm quite like the thing is those kind of videos, like those are actually like I want to try and get some more like I'll just be blunt. Like some of these projects are just like so like convoluted and complex, and particularly the way that I actually like construct my videos, like it can just end up becoming a nightmare. And those kind of videos are just like quite simple, straightforward, and still have the view potential. I genuinely, mate, like I would happily do one of those. Like, to put it in perspective, how much I sometimes spend on these videos. My first Napoleonic video, I spent literally straight up £1,000 on United Bricks, specifically United Bricks Lego minifigures. Mate, I've now purchased somewhere in the order of £5,000 worth of United Bricks Lego minifigures. You know what, Daily?
That's insane. Daily,
do you want to just occupy the podcast just for 1 second? And I'm going to go grab something just so I can show people, because it's actually getting absurd. I'll be back in 1 second.
I know Scott and I are complaining a lot about prices and stuff, but we're still super blessed to be able to do this as a job. It's just I think it just goes to show how crazy the market has gone. And if you don't have a Lego channel and you're buying this stuff for fun, like I used to, it is way worse, because we can at least hopefully make our money back on a video. But if you're just buying this stuff because you're a huge fan of Lego and customs, it is brutal, because it's skyrocketed in price. And that's why so many people flock to fake stuff. And I don't blame them. I do it too now, because it's I can't spend $500 on Lego all the time. It's I want to build a set. Oh, you're back.
Help me. I'm back. No, I think that's a good point. It's a very good point.
We're very privileged, but at the same time, it's frustrating.
You're absolutely right. I don't want to come across just straight up complaining the whole time. It's just one of those. Now you pointed it out, I do kind of feel like a wet wipe. This is a rant episode. It's a complaint episode.
This is just us. Get it off our chest.
Yeah, exactly. Literally, this is a podcast. It's just a therapy podcast. You guys just get to hear us complain. So I'm gonna show something to the live stream right now. So Daily, I'll send you a picture of this later. But what the people will be seeing right now is. Let's see. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 by 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So it's basically round about, was that 10? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, so 10 by 10.
Counting
so it's literally basically 100, I've got 100 Lego World War One minifigures. Pretty much specifically and solely from United Bricks.
From United Bricks?
Yes.
Why, Scott?
Yes.
That is crazy.
So that literally there is like $1,500 of Lego minifigures.
While you continue counting, I'm gonna go get something of myself, because that's ridiculous.
No. Oh my god. But yeah, no, it is a very good point. Whilst we're rambling and raving and that kind of stuff, we're kind of playing up to it. Of course, we both enjoy what we do, and as Daily says, we are definitely both privileged to be in this position. We don't want you to get the impression that we are we're just literally rambling on and on and on and on without an understanding of the position that we're in. The fact that we've actually been able to move into the Lego genre, and actually that's a good point, the fact that we've been able to move into the Lego genre, and by the way, for those of you who don't know, I literally just straight up copied Daily started a Lego channel, and then obviously we've been friends for years. I literally told him, that's a good idea, I'm gonna do that. The fact that we've been able to do that and have so much success is absolutely fantastic. So it's of course a balance. Daily, what have you got for us?
Scott, I have my pile of World War One Lego minifigures.
Okay.
And I would say I have about 40 of them. I have French, I have Germans, I have multiple different faces for each. I've got Americans, I've got some Belgians. This cost me $40. It was $1 a fig to buy these, and they're super custom high detail, but they're fake. You are overspending, my friend.
Where did you get them from?
eBay. They shipped from France.
Ah! Mate, why? Where? How?
France.
I couldn't...
You know those baguette people?
Yeah, I try not to think about them, mate. I try not to think about them.
I don't blame you. I couldn't stand being neighbors with those.
Mate, that's why we've tried invading them loads of times. I tried to find them. I'll just be straight up. I've tried to find loads of them, and I've just had no luck finding a reliable source of reasonable quality minifigures.
It's hard because they come and go off the market. It's really weird. Because I think if they don't sell enough, they just take them down and stop printing them, and they move on to the next thing.
You know? I must have found them and just, so, like, always on the go section, like, when they're gone. Like, because I've not found any of them. And, like, you know those, like, I've got, like, some Napoleonic minifigures that also were, like, quite high quality and good. I got, like, one batch of, and then I was like, oh, actually, I think these are, like, so good. And the helmets were so high. The helmets were so high quality that I was like, I'm going to get, like, a bunch more of these. Went online.
Yeah.
Nothing. They're nowhere gone. To be seen. Yeah. Could not find them anywhere. I was like, I was like, literally all the pages have been removed that it originally sold them. And the same with like my original like World War II American minifigures. They're all just gone. Like so I just resorted to just laying down like what's left in my bank account to get the minifigures in.
I mean, I'm gonna try and see if I can find them for you, but I mean, it's worth it if you can get the knockoffs. I think now. Just because it is overpriced and it's, you know, you got to get a little bit crafty. I will say, yeah. I do not buy ones that aren't good replicas.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot that look like absolute garbage out
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
And for those ones, I'm like, nah, I'm not buying it. Just looks like crap. Why would I buy that? But the ones that like, you're like, if it's even an HD video, I could not tell the difference between custom and fake. I'll buy that, you know.
Yeah. No, it's a good point. And also, like, the thing is, as well, it's all like scalability, and like, like each video like is kind of like bigger than the last one, and so that's why I've ended up having so many of these. Is because if you literally like look at the progression of my videos, like, you know, in the first one I had like literally one real minifigure, and then I bought like, you know, like 10, 15 more, and then like you never want your next video to be less substantial or less impressive than the previous one. Like, you, like, this is just like, it's like, as like a YouTuber, like, and I know you have this exact same feeling. You always want to try and one up yourself, and one of the ways in which you do that is by creating a bigger build, a better build with more going on, with more minifigures. And like, what I realized was I'd started on like one of my bigger, like, one of my bigger trench builds. I think it's like recently like got like 320,000 views or something like that. Like when I first started placing the minifigures, I didn't have enough, and I had to buy more because I had this big trench build, and then it just felt like they're really like, because I'd built a bigger build and therefore there needed to be more minifigures, but I didn't have more minifigures, and therefore it just didn't feel like there was anyone on the battlefield. It was like, is this big battlefield? It just felt like a ghost town. And so like, I couldn't find any like good fakes either, so I was like, right, I've just kind of not really got a choice. If I want to make this look good, I'm gonna just have to lay down my bank account, sacrifice my savings to get the job done. So
it's a weird balancing act, man. And like, again, it just really sucks, especially if you're not a Lego YouTuber, because it's expensive, man.
Yeah, that's actually such a good point. That's such a good point. Like, if you were trying to like, if you're just trying to collect this stuff out of like hobbies, like when you actually stop and think, like a minifigure costing like 15 quid, mate, good God. Like, that is absolutely atrocious. If you, like, you used to be able to get, like, an entire Bionicle for that. Like, get an entire Bionicle, for that. Or, like, what else would you get for 15 quid? Do you know what I mean? Like, back in the day.
You could buy some Steam games.
Yeah. Too, now. Like, for the price of one bit of plastic. It's insane. And then when you go to Brickmania and you're looking at, like some of the prices on it, it's like 28 quid. Like, literally, like, 30 plus dollars for a single bit of plastic. It's like, I literally feel like you may as well just rob me at gunpoint, like, at that point. Christ,
it is a bit of a yikes. It's like, it's too much money sometimes. But I will say, like, it's completely gone from my head now. Oh, I had it.
Wow. World-class podcast.
You ranted it out of me, Scott.
Yeah, I did. Well, listen, you had some Lego leaks that I think you wanted to bring up, didn't you, at some point? Because that's a regular theme. But there's not much going around, is there?
We covered most of them in the last episode, is the thing. There's really just one I wanted to show off, which I thought was kind of cool.
Right. Suspense builder.
I'll share my screen to you.
Drum roll, please. Wow, what was that noise?
Big drum roll.
You nailed that.
All right, and then here it is for the boys. So this is the Okay, there's a little bit of a background to this, right? Do you see it, Scott?
Yeah, sir.
So this is the Trade Federation troop carrier. It's going to be 262 pieces. I think this is fire, and it's based off of old troop carriers from like 2002 that you might have had as a kid. I had it, and so you might recognize the design a little bit. It's sick. I think this is a great build. I think it's really, really cool. But the catch is, it is only going to be available on May 4th.
Right.
And on top of that, you have to spend, like, I think it's like $170 in order to get it for free.
What?
So it's a free with purchase set. So you don't just get it by purchasing it. You can only get it by purchasing a certain amount. So it's like, cool,
from where,
you,
though?
We're planning...
Like, directly from Lego? Okay, from Lego.com. Right, yeah. Okay. All right, so you think that's going to be like a collector's item then? Do you, like, going to go up in price?
Oh, for sure. I mean, they do it every year, and all the previous years become big collector's items
right.
and stuff, you know?
Right.
And so the interesting thing is, like, this is obviously a great set, and I think it will, you know, drive people to pay that. It's great if, like, you're already planning on spending $170.
Yeah.
Then it's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah,
whatever.
So, yeah.
You're getting a freebie. That's cool. But the problem is that this is a set that a lot of people just want. And
yeah.
They're like, back in the day, the thing it's replicating costs $10. Can't you just make it $20
yeah.
so I don't have to pay $170?
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah. Like when people are buying that, like, specifically, like, I would say, like, if you're going to release, like, a limited edition, like, build, like, you want it to be something that's like it's not like an army builder. Do you know what I mean? Like those sorts
yeah.
of things are like are army builders. People buy those like in bulk because they need them to pad out their army collections. That just doesn't
exactly.
feel like a particularly appropriate like what you would maybe want for that is like a one-off like special vehicle that like has maybe got like one unique minifigure. Hey, I'll tell you what. You know
yeah.
that what's that guy from Rogue One called again? The guy who got that minifigure like it was a really good-looking minifigure.
Oh. Yeah. Oh god.
Saul
I know who
Saul
you're talking about,
Saul Guerrera?
Saul Goodman.
What?
No, you're right. It's
Saul...
something Guerrera.
Saul Guerrera, I swear. Is it?
Is it Saul Guerrera? Saul Guerrera.
Saul Guerrera. Okay, I did pretty well, to be fair.
That was pretty good. Yeah,
that was pretty close.
Yeah, yeah,
was so how about I have a crazy opinion. How about instead of just randomly slapping him in with a Darth Maul set? Like, how
yeah.
about make a like a one-off set for him instead of just a minifigure that's just slapped in with a Darth Maul like Phantom Menace set
yeah.
for some reason? I don't understand that still.
It's weird because like they also did it with I don't know. Did you watch the Clone Wars at all?
Yeah, sir.
They had like you know ARC Trooper Fives and Echo. They released an ARC Trooper. Was it Echo or Fives they released? I don't remember.
With what set?
Okay, it was Lego. Yeah, so they released it with the Yavin 4 set, which is a original trilogy set, randomly
yeah.
including a Clone Wars minifigure.
What?
So,
Yavin 4 is like where they had the Rebel base, yeah?
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Tantive 4.
It's Tantive 4.
It's the ship where Darth Vader is like smoking fools.
Oh,
you know?
Right. Okay. Right. Okay. All right.
It's cheeky marketing, you know, because someone is buying this set specifically just to get that one clone
yeah.
trooper. And instead of including it in a Clone Wars set where they're likely to get more of what they want, they're including it in a Rebel set. Meanwhile, they're including a Rebel character, Saw Gerrera, in a
yeah.
prequel trilogy set.
That's
so it's like, why not swap those? Because the fan is going to want to stick with, you know, like...
Yeah, no, you raise a really good point. You raise a really, really good point, actually. That's like, that. It's just kind of a bit backhanded, like, marketing tactics, to be honest.
Yeah,
like, they're,
it is.
They're like divide and conquer. Like, they're kind of forcing you to buy, like other things. That you, and so, like, you probably wouldn't even need those other components for whatever army. Because generally speaking, when somebody's, like, collecting, normally they, instead of going wide, they collect one specific type of like army. For example, you would maybe try and build out like a stormtrooper army, or you would try and build out like a droid army, that kind of stuff. And by splitting those over like all those different things, it kind of forces you to dip into other areas where then half of that's just going to be redundant to you. You're not going to need it. Yeah, it's cheeky.
Yeah,
I've got a kind of a broader question to you with regards to like you know, obviously if he's Saul Guerrero's from what do you even call the new trilogy? Like I don't even want to really think about it too much.
The sequels.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay. Oh, prequels. Yeah. Sequels, the original. Okay, right, sure. I just don't really want to think about them too much. But what do you think? What do you think the future of those Lego sets is? Because they have no legacy. They just don't have the same kind of. Here's a thought, right? Just and this is relevant to what I was originally saying. People throw a lot of shade on the prequels, and this is before the sequels even came out. I still had this opinion.
Yeah, they throw a lot of shade. Yeah.
However, when you actually the thing is, people pick out only the bad parts from the prequels. But can you imagine the Star Wars world, Star Wars universe without the prequels? When you actually stop and think about it, imagine for a second you haven't seen any of the Star Wars, you don't know what to expect, the way that the diplomacy and the rise and fall of the Jedi, and also like the creation of the clone army, that kind of stuff. Yeah. All of that, it feeds really nicely and actually complements very naturally and pads out the Star Wars universe in a very complementary way. It's added a lot to the universe. The sequels, however, haven't.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say, is what you're describing is literally the difference between adding to a story and trying to expand where it doesn't need to be expanded. The sequel trilogy really adds almost nothing to the actual lore.
Yeah.
It takes what was done before and rehashes it almost like Star Wars is now cyclical.
Cyclical.
Yeah, that's it. You know, they're trying to make it as if another Death Star is always on the next horizon and stuff like that. It just doesn't add anything. It rather just sort of copies. And so I think that's where it's just really boring.
Yeah.
To go anywhere with that. And to your point, that's a really good point, because there are no sequel Star Wars sets right now. They did a ton of them. I'm guessing they did not sell well, because Lego is not releasing more of them. I'm Googling right now to see if there's
nobody cares about that part of the universe, because they just botched it. It didn't have its own unique identity, feel, its own distinct story. What it felt like is it just felt like a bit of a rerun of the original trilogy. It was the same themes. There wasn't really much different. It's such a shame. It's such a missed opportunity. Imagine if they had done, for example, I know that there's I don't know if you know, but they've released an announcement, letting everyone know that this is old news maybe now, but they're gonna do another Rey movie. It's oh my god. How have you not got the message yet? How about instead of kicking the carcass of the sequel trilogy, how about you try something interesting, new? If you were to do the birth of the Jedi, or the Old Republic, or something way off in the future, this expanded universe has got so many different things that you could pull on, even in the sequel trilogy, if they'd done, for example, there's that, I can't remember what the name of them is at the moment, but there's an invasive species from another galaxy that comes in, and there's a whole war where the two sides. I don't.
Orcs? Wait, what are you talking? The sequel trilogy?
No. This is my point. So the sequel trilogy didn't do this. But what I said is instead of doing the sequel trilogy, imagine they had instead decided to focus on a truly distinct. Something that has its own identity rather than just a rerun of the original trilogy. They'd focused on you've got these two sides, the Empire has collapsed, you've got the New Republic, and you've got the First Order. Instead of just them just doing a rerun of the original trilogy, how about you had instead focused on they're equal in power and they have to work together, they have to put their differences aside to fight this like external enemy, like that's like this like really really powerful, and it's running rampage through the galaxy. I don't know. That's just like, it's just an example of something that they could in theory do. It's not an original idea that I've come up with, by the way. It's something I heard somebody else say, and I literally just thought, I was like, it's like that would just be so much more interesting. Like and you can see it in the sales of these Lego products, because who is collecting a First Order army?
Dude,
nobody.
I am looking right now, and by the way, my dog is snoring, so I don't know if people can hear that.
Yes, go on, Scott.
His name is Scout.
His name is Scott.
I will say,
Scott.
I have. I'm ignoring it. I'm looking right now on the website. I don't see any sequel trilogy sets at all. I see Mandalorian, which is fair because that's popular. I'm seeing some. Some of the Ahsoka stuff. There's no sequel trilogy stuff on here at all. And if you go, they have a Rise of Skywalker section. The only two products listed there are the Millennium Falcon, and I think they're listed there because they're seen in the movie, and that's it.
Yeah.
It's not even the right characters. It's the original trilogy characters for the Millennium Falcon.
Carry on. I'm just raging, bro. I'm raging.
I'm just saying that it's crazy how they went from releasing a ton of these sets to now going back to only having TV shows, prequels, and original trilogy. It's crazy. There's three entire blockbuster movies that are just wiped off of the merchandising of this franchise now.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me.
It's a cataclysmic failure. And even in the rest of them will go the same way as well. Like, literally, stop and remember for a second, like the fact that they didn't just produce like the sequel trilogies. They also produced good God, Boba Fett, mate. Like, I remember you suggesting you liked it at the time, and I
did like it a little bit.
Mate, it was an
I thought parts of it were really
travesty.
Stupid.
It was an absolute travesty.
Wait, let me defend my point on this. I think the very first couple episodes were kind of good. It was like him coming back. You get to see like him training, and like I thought the stuff with the Tusken Raiders was good, and I thought it was like setting up to be like this cool like crime boss style show with like almost a mafia.
They turned
Star
him
Wars
into
show.
A simp. They literally turned him into a simp, bro.
Well, then you get the scooters, and like that was the episode where I was like, "This is ridiculous and so stupid, and I hate this now."
It was awful. Okay.
I don't like the criticism that like Boba Fett is like super old and stuff like that, because it's like they brought back the actor. Yeah. And if they hadn't brought back the actor, people would be pissed about that too. So I just think that's like fake.
I don't think it's a problem he's old anger. At all. Like they had an opportunity to do something truly like fantastic with that series. No two ways about it. Yeah. They could have made that work. What they instead of just making this old pacifist, he is literally like the badass bounty hunter guy, and they turned him into like a pacifist simp that just kind of doesn't really do anything in his own story the entire time. Totally boring, completely uninteresting, and a massive missed opportunity for new interesting Lego sets. Like when you actually like bring it down the chain, like imagine like they had done like a variation of a slave, like a variation of Slave One that got really popular. I don't know, that sort of thing. Yeah. So the sequel trilogy, absolute travesty. New solo film, absolute travesty. Obi-Wan. Absolute travesty. Ahsoka. No.
Dude, I'm such a baby. If you throw colors and lightsabers in front of me, I'm like clapping. This is good. I'm like,
the storytelling is so
I understand.
Weak. It's so weak. There's like it's like the devoid
I'm aware
of creative
I have
talent is.
I'm well aware I have dog shit taste. I understand that my taste is terrible. I will admit that. But I think I represent the viewer who just kind of enjoys being entertained. And so for me, it's fine. But when
turn
you get
your brain
into
off,
the nitty,
like viewing kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. But if you like get into the nitty gritty of it and you're like, we really gotta like make some art here, no, or like really expand nah, the universe.
I'm sorry, I disagree. I'm sorry, I disagree. Okay. Because like it's laziness. It's like you're like just justifying like lazy story writing. Like they could very easily have just tightened up that script and like refined the story and
you talking about Boba or are you talking about Obi-Wan?
Either let's say Obi-Wan for the sake of argument, because we were talking about that there, because you said that you'd like that. Okay, so with Obi-Wan,
okay,
like the story, like it was like flash, it was all just like member berries. It was all just like oh, remember this, remember that, pulling on heartstrings of things that we used to like. But like the story was just so loose. There wasn't like, it really was not tightly scripted, and it just felt like a massive missed opportunity. And like, they could literally have made Obi-Wan, and I'm not saying they needed to go bigger, better, more impressive, more action. I'm literally saying like, if it was just written better, tried to less padding and more focus on actually like more focus on Obi-Wan as well, might I add. I would also say, like,
So the way I see it with Obi-Wan is I agree with a lot of those points. I definitely do. And I think that they messed up big time in a lot of ways. However, I think they also succeeded in some different ways. I think they tried to tackle something that they weren't ready to tackle, that being like the ideas of like PTSD and like the intense need for like therapy and stuff like that, which you can make the argument it doesn't belong in Star Wars, and I would completely agree. It's just weird to have those heavy topics and have such like trauma topics. But like, what else would that character go through? Like, it sort of begs the question of whether or not the entire movie or series needed to exist in the first place. Because, you know, Obi-Wan literally is just hanging out canonically between episode 3 and episode 4. Like, he's not really going on adventures. So they're like, okay, we'll give him a side quest and we'll show how traumatic everything was for him to experience. It's like, yeah, that makes sense, but is it going to make for good TV? And also, are we equipped with the writers who can handle this heavy topic correctly? And I don't think they were.
And is that, and I would say also to that, is like, is that what the viewers want to see? And is that appropriate to the audience? I want to quickly say as well, like, if that's the decision they've decided to go down, I would be well up for that. I would be really up to see. I would be really into like a much darker, like a much more like serious, for example, I'll give you an example of this. Okay, so like, imagine if they'd gone for a very similar kind of vibe and aesthetic to Logan, from the X-Men series.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, you haven't, mate? They absolutely smash it. So it's like an old guy who's like beaten up, bruised, passes time, and he's like down on his spirits and all that kind of stuff. But they nail the story, and they really make you empathize with him and his journey and his story. But there's also stakes, and like, but he but there's also like a clear path to redemption, and it's just very, 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 very nicely woven together. Whereas it feels like they kind of just like, they tried a couple of things with this Star Wars like Obi-Wan thing. But the thing is, when you're gonna, like, you can't kind of do a bit of PTSD. If you're gonna touch on that, you kind of need to go for it. So they just needed to pick a lane, and it just felt like what it was is, it was like a bunch of writers had sat down and they kind of just created a story of things that happened, and it was kind of a story that you could kind of follow, but it didn't really serve a particularly obvious, clear, or powerful like path to redemption or story arc. It was just kind of things happening and sometimes quite cool. Like, it's just very base level stuff. And so all I'm saying is, like, they could have done that, but just more. Like, they could have just expanded upon that. If they just tightened it up, they could have done it in an even smaller budget if they just really picked a lane and gone with it. But to my point, okay, moving on to that as well. The same goes for Ahsoka. Ahsoka was just boring, mate. It was so boring. Please tell me you didn't enjoy that. It was so slow.
I will say, I don't think it was the worst thing ever. I do agree it was slow. It was boring. And then, like, the zombie thing was so bad, and there were parts I hated, but there were also parts I did enjoy. Like, that's my point, is these are long hour, long episodes for some of them.
And
like,
you feel it.
Maybe
and
45
you
minutes.
Feel it.
You feel it. There are, it's like, if they had condensed it down to the best parts and taken away some of the stupidness, it would have been a banging movie. Like, it would have been a good movie.
Yeah. Yeah. No, mate, I don't disagree with
that. And Ahsoka has no emotion. Oh, I couldn't stand her on screen,
bro.
None of them in that series did.
It was just like a bunch of...
Oh, and the fan service was crazy.
Oh, mate, it was just a bunch of wet paper bags on screen. Like, it was... And they were just slowly walking around. Wet paper, like, void, like, jacket filler, like, paper bag personalities just slowly walking around places. It was so long. And so, here's the problem, is what I think, like, I think I can't remember the woman's name who played her, but I think she's a very capable actor. And it's such a shame, because I think she could have, I truly believe that she could have done a much better job of that. But the problem, I think these series, like, they're literally told, like, these writers, like, they have an idea in their head, they don't have the experience or even the life experience to write into it. And I understand, I'm probably sitting in the same seat, I don't have the life experience and, like, depth of, like, character through a long life lived to really fill out these stories, like some of the master stories that you see, like Lord of the Rings, like Harry Potter. These kind of big expanded universes are all pulled on life experiences and whatnot. Like, a lot of these younger audiences...
I mean, to a degree.
But my point is, like, they're told, like, they're literally going into these series and they're just straight up told, this needs to be 8 episodes of 1 hour in length each. And then they're like, it's like a creative, like, it's just like, do you know what I mean? Like,
there's no room to be creative.
Yeah, so that's why it's so slow and dragged out, and it's like they kind of have to just like they kind of got to make the runtime because they've got a budget. They've got a budget which is diminishing because everything keeps failing, and then they've been told they've got to make it, making do so. Yeah, we've kind of gone so hard onto Star Wars series.
I mean, I do agree with you completely. I will say I don't agree with the life experience point, because at the end of the day, there's so many amazing shows and movies that have been written with no life by a 25-year-old, you know, like,
yeah,
how much life have you really lived? It's like, Tolkien is one thing because he's incredible and, like, had lived so much life until that point and was such a studied man, and, like, that's one thing. But, like, J.K. Rowling hadn't really lived life yet. She was super young when she wrote Harry Potter. Like, it can be done. I don't think the writers need that excuse. I think it's more so that they're just not that good at it. I mean, look at the Fallout series. Did you watch that?
Yeah, you know what, actually? I was quite surprised by that. Yeah, I was quite surprised.
I mean, it was incredible from start to finish, I thought. And
the first
it
episode
had its
was
member
bad.
Berries.
The first episode almost put me off, mate. I don't know. For some reason, the first episode just... I don't know, it just didn't do it for me. But then after that, then I was like, oh, okay. Like, once the characters started developing, they really all had, like, I thought it was very well done. But I don't know. But you're right.
It can be done, and there's fan service in it, but I think they focused more on the story itself, and then after the fact, we're like, oh, we'll put this little Easter egg here that fits, you know? Yeah. Like, instead of how many Easter eggs can we cram in here, and how do we cram them in here?
Yeah. No, I understand. But however, I agree with you, and I rescind my point to a degree. I think that on a bell curve, if you were to take a percentage of the population, I would say that generally speaking, I would say that if you have you're right, absolutely, people can be creative no matter what. Like, people, depending on their environments, how their brain works, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, sure. I would say, but like, as a percentage of the population, if you were to take like 1,000 people who had lived like really extremely interesting lives, they've lived all over the world, they'd had a lot of hardship and suffering in their life, and like, you know, they've really had to like develop character as a result. If you took 1,000 of those people and then 1,000 of people who had like just kind of like coasted through university and then just written a book, like, I would say, like, generally speaking, the people who had lived a longer, fuller life are going to have a lot more, like, to pull on for inspiration to build out those stories.
I agree.
And I think that's partly what the problem is, like, there's so many writers in, like, Hollywood that because, like, they're just having to just pull all these kids in from, like, from university, they just aren't really that qualified. And I think like it's also part of the problem is we used to get fewer high quality, high production quality films. Now with streaming services, it's just like there's just so much.
It's so much stuff. Schlop.
Yeah, it's just schlop. Consume product. And so when you do come across something that's very well written, like it really takes me back. I'm just like, wow, I'm really captivated by this story.
It's refreshing, man. Yeah. It's something else. It's way better.
Yeah, and so that's something that I've become much more appreciative of recently. It's like instead of just things happening on screen, nice flashing colors, all that kind of stuff. I'm now much more interested in those intelligently written stories, where there's really well fleshed out dialogue rather than just things happening on screen. And that's what I would say is the sequels. I would personally say I think Rogue One was a very good film. I think
I loved Rogue One.
I thought Rogue One was fantastic, and I really fancied Jyn Erso.
Oh, of course, yeah. She was kind of a babe. So.
I don't know. I liked her. She was good. She was good.
I mean, I think it's totally fair. I'm one of those people who I don't know if you know this, but I actually have a film certificate. So in college, I got my film certificate. I've seen my fair share of art films and, you know, amazingly narratively driven films or the opposite. And I have been able to appreciate all of them. I love pretty much all film, but I went to school with a lot of snobs.
Right.
And those snobs drove me insane. I'm not saying you're a snob, but the people I would be like, oh, this weekend I went and saw Infinity War, because that was right around when that came out. And they'd be like, oh, you know, really snobbish about it. I was like, dude, shut the hell up. You're telling me you don't want to go see the biggest blockbuster of our generation? Also, it's a really good, well-done movie, but it just... You know,
there's a name for it. I think contrarians, they always go against the flow. Yeah. If it's a popular thing, then they're not into it. That kind of thing. Yeah. Yeah. No, I know what you mean.
And
yeah.
I can appreciate, I think, both sides, where it's I love slop. I love to shovel slop in my mouth and watch the stupidest crap. I love Adam Sandler movies.
Kevin James movies. Hold on. Let me stop you there. Adam Sandler movies are not slop. Adam Sandler movies are classics. Every last one of them is a classic.
Have you seen the new murder mystery ones they've done?
I kind of like them.
I thought it was the definition of slop. I enjoyed them. I thought they were fun, but I was like, this is slop.
I kind of liked them.
Come to the slop bowl, Piggy, and enjoy your Adam Sandler.
What I really like. The original, I wasn't as excited about Glass Onion, but Knives Out,
I love Knives Out.
So good. Yeah. I loved that. So well written.
But I liked Glass Onion. It didn't recapture it as well.
No.
They filmed the original Knives Out in my hometown.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Natick, Massachusetts. A lot of the filming was there.
You should have been an extra, bro.
I lived down the street from it.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Yeah, it is quite cool. That is quite cool. Should we talk about some Lego?
Do we want to keep the podcast around the hour, or?
I don't know, mate. Ultimately, oops, I clicked the wrong button. We could just do whatever. I suppose it's our podcast.
Yeah,
there's no rules. We just do what we want.
Screw the listeners. we do what we want.
We literally just talked about films. The Lego podcast, we just talked about films for the last 40 minutes.
I consider there's going to be some weeks where we don't have enough Lego stuff to talk about, and we just talk about YouTube and stuff. And I think people will enjoy that anyway.
It's still kind of relevant. Star Wars, a lot of your audience is interested in Star Wars, and probably mine is too. I think it's a similar kind of sphere of interest. Fine. Yeah.
I don't think people would be pissed about that. Yeah. So, we got to figure out a better. This is for our audience who are it's been 2 weeks. Mm. What happened? You said every week. We got to figure out a better filming schedule, because Zelda and I bought a house, so I was out of town for a lot of last week, and then Scott was derping about in the army or something. Mm-hmm. He keeps He keeps talking about something lame like that. No, I'm just kidding.
Nah, collecting my kit and all that kind of stuff. Ramping up. But yeah, you're right. It's just so, we started at the worst possible time when we both just suddenly had loads of stuff on.
Yeah. But we promise we will figure it out and we will start a little bit more consistently uploading. There might be a couple more times where we miss a week. If we're being honest with ourselves, like that might happen, but we're going to try to start doing a little bit better.
Yeah. What plan to upload every single Friday?
Yeah, if possible.
Yeah.
if manageable.
But yeah, if you're on YouTube again, like, so if you're on YouTube, then of course check out both our channels. They'll be linked in the channel listings and whatnot. And if you are new and you have listened to this point in the podcast, do subscribe and let me know what you think. And give us questions down below. Especially if you're on Spotify as well. This will when Daily finally decides he can be bothered to put it on Apple Tunes, it'll be there too. So we'll try. And get it out on all platforms, and we should publish them at the same time when we do publish them, so wherever is easiest for you can get them. But yeah, I quite enjoy this, mate, to be honest. It's just like a little like venting session, to be honest.
Yeah, it's like a break from having to do serious videos and stuff.
Yeah, chill. It's quite good.
It's good.
Yeah.
Just all right, well, thank you guys for listening to this week's episode, and we'll see y'all next week.
See you next week.